As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
Hour number two of day number two of our stay here in the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The Rich Eisen Show back on the air from the Super Bowl experience in downtown New Orleans in the convention center. We just said goodbye to Joe Montana and George Kittle. Kurt Warner kicked the show off. Seth Rollins is about to join us shortly here in hour number two. That's when Rod Woodson kicks off hour number three, and O's the Mentalist is coming by in hour number three, and
I'm so excited
for that. We're thrilled to have here, courtesy of DraftKings and one of my favorites, listening to him call games on Fox, and a Super Bowl participant of his own right in his 14-year career, Greg Olson. Good to see you, brother.
It's always good to see you guys.
How are you, man?
I always wonder, I mentioned before we got on, I always wonder who I'm going to follow up. Last year it was Kenny Chesney. Now I got to follow Joe Montana. I don't even know. I feel like someone else needed to go before me.
Well, no. I know you don't always want to be the guy after the guy.
How do you be the guy after Montana?
No, but hey, listen, I talked to Steve Young about
it. I guess I'm Steve Young, Steve Young of the Rich Eisen Show lineup.
That's not bad, though.
No, it's great company.
That is not bad. Yeah. And Seth Rollins is about to stroll out here as well. Good to see you.
It's great to see you guys.
What's your initial first blush assessment of this game, Greg Olson? What do you think, brother?
Obviously just the fact that we got to call it 2 years ago, and it's back on Fox, and now, same matchup, same two quarterbacks, same two coaches. But a little bit of a different flavor, right? There's new coordinators on the Philadelphia side. So you take a look at the journey that Philadelphia has been on since their last Super Bowl appearance, albeit 2 years ago. A lot of familiar faces on offense. New offensive coordinator since then. Their second new offensive coordinator. Their second new defensive coordinator. And obviously Saquon Barkley. So he's been the new addition. He's been the big kind of storyline, rightfully so. And you just look at their style in which they want to play. And, of course, you can talk about Saquon and the offensive line. But it's really the defense, right? So Vic Fangio takes over a defense that last year really struggled, was part of that kind of unraveling down the stretch. He comes from Miami. The fact that he was available is still kind of crazy. And they're the best defense in football. That's what allows Saquon. That's what allows this running game. They're playing with a lead. They run more than anyone. So their formula of how they want to win is pretty clear. And then obviously with Kansas City, I think the best way to kind of frame them is they don't have to win more plays than they lose, because they win the weighted plays. They win the gotta have it moments, the goal to go situations. They get the stops. Like, you see them win critical moments, and that's how you win 17 in a row, one score game. So it's a fascinating, really deep roster, all-time generationally good coach and player. And now to see which guy can they – is it the same thing as last time? Is it a shootout, or is it a little – I think it's going to be a little bit of a lower scoring affair.
You can't really tell. That's the whole – you know, big question mark about this, Greg, because you take a look at the differences from 2 years ago. Jalen Hurts led the Eagles in rushing that day. He won't have to do that Sunday because they added Saquon.
Yep.
Pacheco had quite a night in his rookie season. And Mahomes was able to see the C part in front of him and run for hobble for 26 yards, right? And the Eagles have since doubled their Jalens, you know. And we need to see how healthy Jalen Carter is, because I think he's under the weather right now. And he didn't have for a second straight day, no media availability involving him. And that's a potential difference. You look at the receivers. Sky Moore scored a touchdown. Kadarius Toney scored a touchdown. Now you've got DeAndre Hopkins, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy. You could make a case they have – Juju's back. He's the only through line. You can make a case the Chiefs are better, too, in a way, than the last time.
I think both these teams are better than they were individually.
You do think so?
I do. I couldn't agree with you more. I think when you just look at the roster – remember, especially with the Chiefs, 2 years ago – the question for them was, can they survive? Can Mahomes and Andy Reid, can that offense carry the load long enough to get that very young defense? All those rookies that they started back year, they went heavy in the draft. They said, okay, we need to completely get younger and reset our defense because it was such an offensive driven. We're just going to outscore everyone, the Tyreek days and all of that. So then Tyreek moves on. It's a little bit of a different style. We've got to get better. We got to get younger. We got to get more dynamic on offense and give Spags more weapons to drop his blitzes and his and obviously we've seen the fruits of that labor. Last year it was that young defense, now in year two, that really allowed the offense to get off to a slow start. And it was the offense that the question was, who are the weapons? Is Mahomes, do they have enough firepower? Can you just rely on Kelce? That was the narrative for most of the season last year, and they still won the Super Bowl. So I think they've gotten better on both sides, and I think Philadelphia is significantly better than they were 2 years ago.
Man, I mean,
I know.
There's so many different ways to go about this. Saquon's unbelievable, man. I mean, Spags' plan for Saquon is going to be what, do you think?
Well, I think that's the million-dollar question that every coach has. So I think a cool way to look at it, and this is how kind of sometimes we try to present this on the broadcast to try to just frame the elements of the game. You can spend all day talking about what makes Saquon Barkley so good and how many bodies do you want to put. You want to play high, you know, single high safeties and heavy boxes, and you want to put a lot of bodies at the line of scrimmage. That comes with some perks. It comes with some limitations. But before you get into all of that, the best way to take Saquon Barkley out of the game is not the Chiefs' defense. It's the Chiefs' offense getting out, playing with a lead. Take Philadelphia out of the play style that allows Saquon Barkley to run the ball as much as they do. You can only give your running back, whether it's Saquon or whoever else, you can only give your running back this amount of volume, this amount of attention in the run game, if you have a great defense, if you're playing with a lead in the second half, all those things that allow the run game to be more effective. If you're giving up 30 a game and this turns into a shootout, I'm not sure I can just turn around and hand the ball off every time to Saquon Barkley, because now I'm playing catch up. I'm trying to match you points, possessions, turns into a little bit more of a passing style game. So I think the pressure to stop Saquon is actually the Chiefs' offense. Can they get out, come out aggressive, come out fast, and put the Philadelphia Eagles in a trail, which now as time goes on, the effectiveness of a run game really goes down.
Well, which is the matchup the Chiefs on offense, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy in the meeting rooms, in the film rooms, that they're saying we can take advantage of this one. Like, what do you got for me there?
You know, I think the simplest way to look at Philadelphia's defense is I think they're from all three levels, from the front. You mentioned Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, and his you know, kind of ascension this year. Jordan Davis, they've got a lot of big bodies. Zach Bond could be the best story in football. I mean, signs a one-year, you know, at the time, a very kind of afterthought free agent signing. He goes to be a potential defensive player of the year. Like, he was that impactful. And then a secondary with two young rookies, right? So I think if there is a vulnerability, I do think there is some opportunities to take advantage of some of these soft Vic Fangio Joe Shells. They want to play bend but don't break. They want to play everything from high to low, two high safeties, and play down towards the line of scrimmage and tackle in space. So I think if you're Andy Reid, I think the biggest thing is, can we block long enough to get those second and third level passing concepts? Can we get layers into the coverage and be confident enough that I can hold up inside and get four hands on Jalen Carter, but then not be limited on the edges with the pass rush? So the pass rush of Philadelphia and what their ability to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands has really been what the Chiefs have been all year. It's a catch and throw kind of style offense. Can they hold it and create long enough to attack downfield, generate some chunk plays? That's something they haven't done pretty much throughout the course of the season. They're not an explosive offense. They're kind of a methodical style. I think they've got to try to take some chances to generate some chunk plays, because I think it's going to be hard to go the long way and come away with touchdowns every time. That's really how this Vic Fangio defense is built to play.
I got Greg Olson here, courtesy of DraftKings. We saw George Kittle last hour, and your other tight end university pal, and Kelsey's been in the Super Bowl again. How does he do it? How does Travis Kelce do it?
Well,
when he gets wide open, it's just like, what the hell? Like, how do we lose track of 87? Like, what's going on here?
Well, you know, it's obviously such an important conversation for this game, and I think there's really three levels to it, right? It starts with just Travis and his just unique skill sets, his ability to understand spacing and his understanding of coverages, and, you know, so it starts with just him, the individual, the player.
Yeah.
Then the second ring of that is his relationship with Mahomes. There's very few quarterbacks in the league that would tolerate, let alone empower, a receiver to have such flexibility and such freedom of routes, right? It's a day and age where I want to know your backside dig is going to be 2 yards inside hash at 22 yards inside the hash at 22 yards, and that's where I'm throwing it with anticipation. You better be there and don't fool me. He's got a quarterback that sees the game very similar in a very backyard freestyle style. And then the final piece of it is, in the modern NFL, in the days of coaches that want to control and manipulate and have all factors accounted for with themselves, they've got Andy Reid who says, you know what? Do it. I don't only allow it, I empower you. I encourage you. Go freestyle. Go experiment. They do it in practice. They do it talking through in meetings and walkthroughs. And it comes to life on game day. So to have the individual player, the individual connection with the quarterback, and then create the environment that Andy Reid has created to allow this freedom of expression, to allow this flexibility without the fear of repercussions, that three-step combination is just very rare in the NFL. They've got all three of it. And you see the fruits of it.
What are you doing with DraftKings, Greg Olson?
Yeah, so I've been working with DraftKings for about the last year, when they brought legalized sports gambling to the state of North Carolina, where I live. I was part of that launch, and now obviously here working with them. It's just, for anyone who's watched the Super Bowl, right, unless you're a diehard fan, there's a lot of just casual fans that would love some sort of rooting interest, something to kind of dive into, whether it's a fun prop bet or it's over-under or something as simple as the coin toss. Like, there's something for everyone from an entertainment value that DraftKings and their platform and their offerings bring that is for the average fan, it's for the casual fan. Give them a little vested rooting interest in different aspects of the game. And while some people are living and dying because they're Chiefs and Eagles diehards, there's a lot of people that are just casual fans of football tuning in to obviously the biggest event in sports. And DraftKings gives a lot of fun, entertaining value to everybody.
Which prop are you already circling?
Well, you know,
that's your world. Not
you know,
mine.
I'm thinking about Kendrick first song. If you walked home like a halftime show,
oh, love that. What are you going with?
I'm going with Not Like Us, just because.
No, wait, that's not. He won't lead off with that.
You know, he could start and end.
He just won a Grammy for that, didn't he?
Start and end.
He'd end with that.
I'm a heads guy on the coin toss, Greg. Not sure how you felt about that.
But the tails never fails.
Tails always fails.
It's actually 50.
Heads we win, tails we kick. I think there's a lot of sayings over
the
coin toss. We could dive into that at
the
another
time. The Gatorade is a big one, because the last two Chiefs wins have been purple, so purple is a very popular pick this year as well.
You're really getting into the important stuff.
Yeah.
He has a sickness.
Yeah. Well, Greg, it's about making dollars. It's about winning money.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, let's be real.
And the entertainment value.
Of course, the entertainment value. I love Saquon 13-1 to set the Super Bowl rushing record.
He's been
record.
Waiting this entire conversation. You realize he's been waiting this entire interview for you to tee him up on the draft kit, because he's got 500 bets queued up.
Yeah, actually, ready to
he
go.
Had he had no idea.
This is incredible.
This is everything.
Keep going. I'm interested. I'm going to steal some.
I just know my guys.
It's so good.
Also, one that comes into play a lot, especially in the postseason. It's Patrick Mahomes over rush attempts. Now, think about this. You get credit for kneel downs. So if the victory formation comes out for Kansas City, you're going to get three rush attempts right there.
And what's the number?
I've seen 5.5, 6, something like that. Also, Mahomes' longest rush, because you know he's just going to, like, scramble and make a play on his feet and get, like, 11 yards.
I was on with Mad Dog yesterday, and he brought up a fun one. He's like, two-point tries. There's going to be a two-point attempt in this game. I thought that was kind of fun.
The other one is more than 2.5 people to attempt a pass. That's always a fun one. Will we get a trick play? Philly special, something like that.
Got one last year.
But can you bet on the things that most people, casuals, really care about, Greg? And that's the amount of times that the camera's going to show Taylor Swift.
Like, yeah, what's the over-under on that? Do we know? We have a line?
800.
No, stop it. I'm not here for your slander, sir.
I think you guys have showed her 800 in just the time I got here on the film, on the screen. So you're contributing to that number.
Anthem too, Greg. Anthem time.
Who is the anthem this year?
Jean-Baptiste is the anthem this year. He's going to play a lot of instruments. I like over 120.5 seconds.
Very good.
That's incredible.
I told you. He's got it working.
Incredible.
He's got it working. And, yeah, we show Taylor Swift photographs here all the time, Greg, because I can't be the only clickbait sitting here.
Fair. That's fair.
You know? DraftKings, thanks to you for sending us Greg Olson. Great to see you, bud.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. I love chatting with you. Always make me smarter.
Appreciate you guys.
Look who's sitting right there just chilling out on Rich Eisen Show Roku Sports Channel Purple Room Couch. That's the WWE World Heavyweight Champion of the World and a man who loves football again. I think he loves football again. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
so what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku Sports Channel. Our radio audience will rejoin in just a couple minutes' time, but look who is here. I'm digging this tradition. If we're coming to the Super Bowl and Seth Rollins is here,
I'm coming, man.
Invite us out. And
love it. Always accepted. I love it. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. It is awesome to be back here.
Great to see you.
Yeah, good to be seen, man. Good to be seen. You guys are looking great. Everybody's looking good, man. Everybody's looking nice. I feel like I fit in. You know, I came dressed to impress, and you guys are looking good.
You definitely did. You know my guys. It's Chris. Yep, TJ Jefferson does the No Contest Wrestling Pod with O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Yes, sir.
For us, and they just you just did your show from Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I went to the release of the 2K, WWE 2K25.
Yeah, man.
Release party, got to go check that out, play the game a little bit. I had you in the triple threat.
Oh, nice. How did I do?
Well, you did well. It was the first time I'd ever played, so I was playing against someone who I swear had the game for.
User error.
Of course, yeah, I understand that pain. That's my excuse every time.
You know, but give me like another month on the game. It's a wrap.
So. Operator nice. Error.
Is it still in beta test? Is it still like, it's not full, that's like a full game yet, right?
I think next month it comes out.
Wow, is it that soon?
I think so. So, yeah, it's close.
Amazing.
But it looks, it's incredible.
Beautiful.
It really is, yeah. Yep.
Fantastic. Well, when'd you get in?
I got in yesterday afternoon. Went to some parties last night. Those are exhausting.
Oh, I think I saw you were at
we saw it.
That was the highlight of my party experience was Jason Kelce whipped out a beer from his pocket when I met him. Like, he was already holding like four beers somehow. Somehow managed to shake my hand and also pull out another beer. I didn't ask questions, but I got a beer from his pocket. I don't know how long it had been there, but it tasted fine.
It sounds like that guy who will catch a foul ball holding a baby.
Yes, you know? that's exactly what was going on.
It's watching a master at work.
Yeah,
not,
right?
You're not lying. Every time I saw him, he had two beers in each hand.
Right? I'm not making that up. I'm like, maybe I imagined it because it's Jason Kelce and he's like some sort of mythological figure at this point.
Right?
But no, he did have a bunch of beer and then he just whipped one out of his pocket and it's like, all right, let's go.
All right, I'm mandated to ask that.
You can't turn that down.
Front or back pocket?
Oh, yeah.
That I don't know the answer.
Oh, my God.
It was dark. Yep. It could have been anywhere, you know what I mean? He could have had a satchel down there. I don't know what was going on.
I mean, it's a crucial question.
You don't ask.
But you just screw it.
That's how I roll.
What was the temp of the beer?
Seat of my pants, man.
Was it still cold?
It was room temp.
It wasn't cold.
Okay. But it's light beer, so it doesn't need to be cold. It's fine.
Fantastic.
Whatever.
Fine.
Goes down easy.
Well, once again, Seth Rollins, watching you go ahead on the Bears roller coaster through your postings are truly remarkable. We have, once again, compiled a whole bunch of them. There they are.
Wow.
Where you alternately love football and then hate it. And you loved football multiple times, four times in the first 6 weeks.
The one
on the lower left with "I hate football" with a lot of L's and exclamation point, and then "My God," I believe, was the Hail Mary. God was the Hail Mary.
That's right.
And then you hated a lot of football.
I hated a lot. At one point during the season, I gave up.
Yeah, we noticed November 12th was your last posting.
I was destroyed. I was heartbroken. Yeah, November 12th, would that have been the Packers game? The blocked field goal?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I wanted to come back on Thanksgiving. I really did. And we were there. But then somebody didn't know how to use their timeouts. And all hell broke loose. So, yeah, I it was a rough year to be a Chicago Bears fan. I imagine it was a rough year to be a Chicago Bear in general. There was a lot of chaos in that front office. And so hopefully everything is on the right track. Ben Johnson was the belle of the ball this offseason. Happy the Bears opened the checkbook. I love Dennis Allen as a DC. Love Declan Doyle as an OC. I'm excited for the future of Chicago. I think we got some wins in our future next season.
Well, we noticed that you love football again.
That's right.
Matched the posting to the news of Ben Johnson being named the new head coach.
Did we connect the dots properly? We got some sleuths here. Yes, we do. We got it figured out. I do love football. One more time. We're back. Off season. That's our world in Chicago, you know. Sure. Last year we had the number one pick. We were excited. This year we got a new coach. We're excited. We got to stop living on potential, though, man. We got to start getting some wins. We got to start getting some W's. I need a playoff appearance again.
Yeah.
I need it. Last playoff appearance Chicago had, I believe, was in New Orleans against the Saints, and did not go well. Did not go well for us.
Did not go well. I agree.
The year before that was a double doink. Also, did not go well. So we need a W in Chicago.
Although, I mean, being here for a Super Bowl in New Orleans as a Bears fan in the Superdome, I mean, that's where the one took place.
That is, yeah, before my time.
I was not born
in January of 86. Mm-hmm. I was born in May of 86. So I have never seen the Chicago Bears. I saw them obviously lose the Super Bowl to Peyton Manning and the Colts. The Devin Hester kick return. I was live for that one. But yeah, not seen my team win a championship in 38 years.
Damn, I was hoping that you were born 10 months after the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I figured out if we could connect more dots in Davenport, Iowa.
No, man.
You know,
no.
They're Bears fans. You know, celebrating.
Celebrating and all that. Now, the timing is a little off. A little off, unfortunately.
Just a few months.
Yeah.
Very
good. Yeah, close.
And
close.
So that's why you're a Bears fan, growing up in Iowa?
Yeah. I grew up in Iowa. We had choices. There's no pro teams, right? So, you know, the Vikings are around. The Packers are around. The Chiefs are around. Chiefs they stunk. They stunk for a long time. But I didn't have a choice. My grandpa loved the Bears. If you didn't love the Bears, you weren't coming to Thanksgiving. You weren't coming.
Yeah, is that right?
Dude, they were strict about this sort of thing. Yeah.
Wow.
You, in the Midwest, we're like that, man. I think it's a lot of teams' fandoms, though. Like, you get disowned if you're not part of that. If I would have been a Packer fan, oh my goodness. I could have picked something. I could have been like a Bronco fan or something. He might not have been upset.
Right.
I had a brief relationship with the San Francisco 49ers in the 90s. When I didn't understand why we were back in a losing squad in Chicago, I go, why don't we just like this team that's awesome? Why don't we like Jerry Rice and Steve Young and Ricky Waters and Brent Jones? Why don't we like these guys, you know? Neon Dion there for a season. So I had a brief spell with them, but I came back around. I understand, as I got older, loyalty's a big thing. Big thing. And so I came back around, and I've been suffering ever since.
Seth Rollins back here on the Rich Eisen Show. I had mentioned that TJ's fresh back from Royal Rumble in Indianapolis.
Yes, indeed.
And go ahead, tell the story on the air.
My cage obviously is, he's going to be 5 at the end of the month.
5-year-old son.
And, you know, I've been out on wrestling for a little bit, but I was like, when Raw started on Netflix in January, hey, let's watch. Maybe he'll be into it. You know, he plays a bunch of other sports. He is very into it.
Oh, nice.
We watch every Monday, and we what was Saturday night, and we watch Royal Rumble on Saturday. It was just me and him. Sarah was out of town. And when you were, you know, you took umbrage with Roman, and you were kind of kicking his head and everything, he looks at me and goes, Dad, he's a bad guy.
Oh, no. We gotta learn this kid up, man. You got to understand the history. You know, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Up to for the last 4 years,
yeah,
all right?
Right.
The tribal chief has not been very kind to the people closest to him, okay? So, you know, people get what they deserve sometimes. They got to make apologies. They got to make amends. They got to do things right. Roman Reigns gets what's coming to him. You know, you got to understand that. So maybe this will be a teaching moment for you as a father.
Well,
you know?
Thank you for that, yes. I'll let him know.
Well, I would think, if you don't mind, Seth, there's a camera right there. Look straight down the camera. And what would you like to tell Cage to learn him up about this very situation?
Cage, look, sometimes in life, things are not as they seem. And it will do you some good to look into things, really look into things, to understand who the good guys are, who the bad guys are. Don't take everything at face value. Trust your heart, man. Trust your heart. You'll feel it. Take the time to understand the truth.
Life lessons from Seth Rollins.
Thank you, Seth.
By the way, that would be a new great segment.
That's pretty good.
I'll raise the youth of America.
Just send us a video.
I will influence them. Via the Rich Eisen Show. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
By the way, we would take that.
We could get that done.
Life lessons from Seth Rollins. We just stumbled on a new segment.
I like this a lot.
Elimination Chamber's headed to Rogers Center in Toronto.
Yeah, Sky Dome, baby.
That's right. On March 1st. That's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. A few weeks to go.
Second consecutive year that Elimination Chamber's held in an international stadium. This is going to be John Cena's final appearance.
Yeah, man. He's on his final run. He's on his retirement run. Big John. He had his last Royal Rumble. He's got his last Chamber. Got his last WrestleMania coming up. And then his final year. This is it. And then he's going to go continue to be an awesome Hollywood actor.
Yeah.
And the voice of every single commercial on the planet.
He is doing everything.
Dude,
right.
Honda. Yes. He's got McDonald's. You just hear his voice pop up on like some purple, like, I don't know, he did another insurance commercial. He's just everywhere. I'm like, oh, I know that guy.
Do you want to act?
I don't know. You know what I want to do? You had Greg Olson up here a minute ago, and I love Greg. I want to sit next to Greg Olson.
Okay.
That's what I want to do. I want to sit in the booth with Greg Olson and call football games.
Hours.
I love that guy, and he's so good. He's so good, and I love him, and I would love to be in that booth calling football games.
So, like, play-by-play?
That's right.
Like, here's the snap.
Let's go. Yeah, man. I mean, we might need a third man to do that part. We could do a two-color guys, you know?
So,
Rich Eisen.
I would do the play-by-play.
Yes. Play-by-play.
Greg Olson. Yep.
And Seth Rollins.
Like, but what would your commentary be? Like,
what do you mean, man? No, I can talk about football.
I'm not saying that your commentary would be unfootball-like, but would you would tell it like it is?
Yes.
You'd lay it out there.
I'd give you a perspective.
The style, I guess, is what
I'm asking. I'd tell it like it is. I'd give you perspective that you wouldn't be thinking about. You know, Greg's got unique perspective because he played the game, but I had never played the game. I played the game when I was a kid, but I watch it from a unique point of view, so I'm not trying to be Greg Olson, but I got some flair. I got some pizzazz. I got a little je ne sais quoi, you know what I'm saying? I got experience on a microphone, a live mic. I've been doing this for 12 years. I get to stand in front of tens of thousands of people every week, millions of people watching at home, and I get to deliver orations. Mm-hmm. So I got a little different delivery that I think, you know, might be interesting to some people. I got a little different perspective that might be interesting. I add a little flair to what Greg brings to the table.
Although, if you called a Bears game, you'd have to give me more than I just love football or I hate football. You know what I mean? Like, second down and 10, no gain, I hate football.
Yeah.
You know, first down, I love football. Like,
that would get old pretty quick. Yeah, you're right. I think we'd have to get some proper analysis in there. But I think I could do that. I think I could do it. I'd like to give it a try. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to give it an attempt to see what happens.
I think that'd be great.
Just throw it out there. Why not?
Fantastic.
Wing it, man. Yeah.
All right, we're coming up with
Seth Rollins'
ideas.
We got lots of stuff going on.
We got two really good ones.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 41 taking place at the spot where the Super Bowl was last year.
Allegiant Stadium, yes,
sir. That's right, Allegiant, April 19th and 20th. And, you know, it's just killing it. Everything's killing it. WWE surrounding that night with Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, NXT Stand, and Deliver from T-Mobile Arena.
Wow.
Seth.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go for it, TJ.
With Mania coming up, man, like, we know we got the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good chance to win that. What are you looking ahead for, Chamber-wise and Mania-wise? Like, in a perfect world, what's Seth Rollins, let's say your May, going to look like?
In a perfect world, I'm challenging for one of the world championships, whether that's Gunther or Cody Rhodes. You know, Jey Uso won the Royal Rumble. When you win the Royal Rumble in our world, you get the opportunity to challenge a champion at WrestleMania, whether that's Cody Rhodes or Gunther, who's our champion on Monday Night Raw. Cody's champion on SmackDown. The winner of the Elimination Chamber generally gets the opportunity to challenge the leftover champion, whoever hasn't been selected. I don't know which way Jay's going to swing. So it could be Gunther, it could be Cody. I personally would love to get into the Elimination Chamber. I got a qualifying match coming up here in a couple weeks on Monday Night Raw on Netflix. Get into the chamber, stomp CM Punk's head into the mat, eliminate everybody in that chamber, John Cena included, go to WrestleMania, and my dream opponent is Cody Rhodes for that title. Okay. Cody's a guy that when he came back to WWE, we had a series of matches. He won all of them, three in a row. I lost all of them to Cody Rhodes. I helped Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania last year win the WWE Championship. I think it would be very poetic if I was able to take the WWE Championship from Cody Rhodes this year at WrestleMania. So that's my perfect plan. That's what I'd love to see happen. A lot of variables at play, so we'll see how it goes.
That's what's up.
You got a good McAfee story?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Pat Mac, he's a wild man, dude. You know what? He's just he's just nuts. He's just a crazy person. I just popped onto his show earlier today. Yeah. How do people feel about Pat McAfee? Because he's like an outsider, sort of, right? Do we love him? Do we hate him? What do we think about
him? I love him. I mean, we're all big
known him a long time.
Pat people.
Yeah. He's such a trailblazer, right? Yeah. And I think he's even in WWE. He's a guy that, here's the thing, Pat. He loves wrestling. He didn't like come in and be like, I'm Pat McAfee, put me on Monday Night Raw, I want to be a big star. He started in NXT, which is our developmental brand, as a commentator there, because he wanted to work his way up. He wanted to just get cut his teeth, do the broadcasting thing. He ended up having matches. He was very good. He's a natural. One thing about Pat that I think people don't understand, like regular people, maybe they do, but he's like a hustler, dude.
Oh, well, you just nailed it, Seth, because the thing that I don't think people mention about Pat enough is he works his ass off.
He works his tail off.
So, and you saying that he started at a different level than what he's currently at right now is a perfect example of that.
So my first interaction with Pat McAfee was like, it's 2014 now, so 11 years ago in 2014, I think. I had just won the Money in the Bank briefcase, which is like this briefcase that I peel off of this ladder and whatever, and then I get a chance to cash it in for a championship match whenever.
We have one in studio. So.
Yes. So Pat was like, I don't know if he had even stopped punting at this point. I don't know if he had retired or not.
11 years ago, I think he's still.
But he's still working like part-time in the off-season for the local television show trying to cut his teeth. We do an interview in like the upper vom of the arena there, the field house in Indianapolis, and Pat's just like this little nervous kid interviewing me, who's this little nervous kid, and this is again 12 years ago. Neither of us had really reached too much success in our industries. And there's a great picture, you can probably find it online. It's just these two dorky kids. I got this gold briefcase, and Pat's got this pimply little face, and neither of us had any clue what the other would end up. But really, it's that work ethic. It's what he had that set him apart from everybody else, and a vision for what he wanted to be. And man, he just kept hustling.
No doubt.
I love that about him.
I do not begrudge him a single ounce of his success because he's earned it.
That's awesome. I'm the same 100%. Way, man.
And we had Pat on our podcast years ago before this show existed.
A long time ago. Yeah.
And he's always had a spot here.
He's something about him, man. He's a special.
Yeah, you could tell that he was gonna go on to bigger and better things. He just had a way with the mic and the way he carried himself. You could tell.
Instant energy.
Yep. Yeah, instant energy. Thing. That's right. Right.
Kind of like when your theme song hits and the crowd starts to do their thing when you come out. The energy is
energy, just, man. Burn it down. Immediately, that's Seth Rollins. We're going. Let's ride.
That's what's up. You know, I was able to introduce, same way Chris was, I was able to introduce my 8-year-old godson to wrestling. He realized that I liked wrestling, so he wanted to get into it a little bit. We were able to take him to the Netflix show.
Oh, nice.
The first one, and Rich is, I did a little something on camera that Rich is kind of comparing me to a guy who would steal a ball from a kid at a baseball game.
What did you do?
He jumped into this camera space. Ashton Kutcher's kid.
Oh, yeah.
So his
so
son
Bear's on camera.
Yeah.
And TJ just like jumped right in.
Here's the deal, Seth.
Like, he's not on TV enough.
You couldn't help yourself.
Well, here's the deal, Seth. Like, Bear knew I liked wrestling, so he decided, tell me about wrestling. So I don't have kids. I've been waiting my whole life for this. So I start telling him, Andre the Giant,
story.
Got him the Savage and Steamboat. Got him the Hell in a Cell.
Touching story.
So he wants to go to Raw.
Yeah.
First one on Netflix.
Great.
I go. He's sitting next to me. The camera's there. I'd lean in for a second, sure. But that's just so he would have that memory, Seth. When I'm long gone,
he'd be like, for you.
My godfather took me to a Raw show.
He got the kid. That's what you're saying now. It's the kid's fault. If the kid wasn't there, you wouldn't have done it.
I still would have done it, Seth. Absolutely.
Okay, there. Because accept the responsibility.
Because there was once an 8-year-old TJ who loved wrestling. So that kid, every Monday and Friday.
I can understand that.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah, but that poor kid could have seen him on the Intuit Dome Jumbotron and the Oculus. And instead, there's his godfather.
That
was my issue.
I get it. It's hard. It's hard when you got
Rich
that
doesn't understand.
Kid.
When you're at a wrestling match, we're all kids. We all revert into our childhood when you're there, man. That's just
there's
how
an
it
inner
is.
Child in there somewhere.
You're talking to him. Dream job every day. Are you
touché,
kidding?
Touché, man. That's
this
true.
This is the greatest
that's
thing
true.
I've ever.
You're
and
literally
with the
talking to that, kid right now.
That's
bro.
Awesome.
I might be 55. Might be the double nickel, but you're talking to a kid right now.
55.
I am.
God dang.
What?
Great for 55.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
No, great for 55. I love it, man. It makes me feel good. When I was a kid, I remember when my grandpa turned 55. That man was old as hell, 55. We old, my, you know what I mean? So old at 55. Yeah. God rest his soul. Man.
Rich, how old was Wilford Brimley in Cocoon, we found out?
Yeah, that's the 52. Like, He was,
this is
like
a beautiful thing.
Look at me.
55,
thank
man.
You for following up. Like, you're
I
like,
feel
damn.
Good. Makes me feel good about my future. I'll be 40 in a couple of years. I'm like, yeah, I can. I got a life to live. This is
miles
crazy.
To go before you're
done. By the way, we pixelated Bear's face out, but we found the photograph. Like, so look, this kid's there. Look at TJ. Like,
Ashton's not happy. I love that he's representing the Hawkeyes, though. Go Hawks.
Yeah, so that's why. Go so Hawks. You became Bear's favorite once he found out you were from Iowa.
Yeah.
Then he. So Bear is a huge Seth Rollins
fan. Hell yeah, that's man. Because, I love that. Yeah, I love that. But yeah, Ashton's like, oh, no, not this guy.
His son's finally there. Thinking, hey, but then you come
back. I was the reason Uncle they were TJ. In the building, okay? Let's go. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have been.
That's amazing.
Very understood.
It's a great photo.
Before I let you go, you put your punditry on display. Who wins Super Bowl 59, Seth Rollins?
You know, hard to bet against Mahomes in crunch time, but I'm going to do it.
Oh,
I say the Eagles, and I'll tell you why. I mean, the trenches are going to be the difference. I've been watching this Eagles offensive line all year long. You know, Saquon gets the love, rightfully so, best back in the NFL, but dude, that line punishes people throughout a game, and I think they're going to get it done. They do it on the defensive side too, with Jalen Carter and crew, and I think they're just going to push that Kansas City offensive and defensive line around and going to make it difficult for Pat Mahomes to get points, and I think they're going to win. I think they're going to take it.
All right. Interesting 2 cents right there from Seth Rollins. All right, so let me just go down our to-do list, our checklist here.
Get him.
Elimination chamber coming to Rogers Center in Toronto on March 1st.
Stomp somebody out.
WrestleMania 41, Saturday and Sunday, April 19th and 20th at Allegiant Stadium
in Vegas.
Yes, sir.
We have a new segment on this show called Life Lessons from Seth Rollins.
That's going to be huge.
We're going to put Seth Rollins in a National Football League broadcast booth at some point.
Let's do it.
And we got to get you on No Contest Wrestling.
That's my biggest show. My plea to you, we'd love to have you, man.
I can get that
done. I've been telling you third year that you've been on this show, I think I've told you every year the last 2 years, hey, man, I got something coming. It's finally here now.
Now it's finally here.
Yeah,
I love
not
to
full
see
of it.
It.
He's not full of it. Let's do it.
I've been a fan my whole life, man. This job is great, and being able to talk wrestling, man, like I said, 10-year-old me is just.
There we go. We're all just kids,
man. Yeah, man. We're all kids.
Nobody's growing up.
And your son now knows the difference between good and evil.
Good and evil, yeah. Right.
Thanks to Seth Rollins.
Good guys
not
and bad
everything's
guys.
Black and white, right. baby.
Despite the outfit.
At WWE Rollins. To follow this man on social media. Great to see you, Seth.
Hey, thank you, man. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Great Seth Rollins here. When we come back, we will have a fun, unique twist to start bench cut.
Oh.
And then Rod Woodson will join us. O's the mentalist after that. But here is now a sports update from Marco Belletti.
That's a great picture, I'm just saying.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Philadelphia Eagles, we have that to talk about, too.
Yes, as I'm draped my Eagles paraphernalia.
Now, that's like you got the green hoodie.
Yeah, I went green hoodie, and then I went satin black jacket
with
the black eagle on it. This is subtle. This is subtle. I didn't want to come here and be, you know, blatant with it. This is a subtle.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. It's sort of like a watermark sort of situation that you have right there.
But then you get up close and you're like, whoa, he really is an Eagles fan. He's got a lot. He's got a lot of Eagles stuff on. I'm wearing a jersey to the Super Bowl with the Jerome Brown patch.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes. Okay. I got the Randall Cunningham jersey, but my jersey has a Jerome Brown patch.
Well, what will it say on the back? Will it say heart? Will it say your name?
No, it's going to say Cunningham. It's a real jersey.
Okay.
I can't make it say heart. I'm no longer authentic if I make it say heart. It's got to be a real jersey. This is a real moment.
Understand.
It's a big moment for me, man.
This is it.
It's a big game.
What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? The score's going to be 83-6. I called it. I put my prediction out there a long time ago.
Okay.
I had a dream. I saw it.
And how many how many touchdowns then for Nick Foles then out of that?
Nick Foles going to throw for 32 touchdowns. 32. I'm
trying to do the math in my head right now.
32 touchdowns.
Yeah, that is. We just put
I didn't want to show.
83-6.
Yeah, I didn't want to show if my math was good or bad, and so I just threw a number out there. I think I'm in the ballpark. Here's what people need to understand about the Patriots right now. And I know there's a lot of New England Patriots fans. There's a lot of Tom Brady lovers out there, as you should. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're not running over the NFL. They didn't breeze through these playoffs. They shouldn't have beaten the Jaguars. They shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. They did, but they shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they have displayed this, oh my God, they're just, nobody's going to be able to deal with them. Our defense has been an amazing defense throughout the whole season. I really see our defense and our front four getting to Brady. If we get to Brady, it's going to be a problem. And we run the ball very well. It's going to be a grinding game, and Foles is going into this game with so much confidence. After the last game, he's got so much confidence. I don't care what you say, you can't beat confidence. You know how much confidence I have?
Yeah.
You can't beat my confidence. I don't care what you tell me. I'm so confident. I'm so confident. Foles has confidence. Our defense has confidence. We are here. This is where we said we would be in the beginning of the season, and we got here. That's confidence. They're used to being here. That's cocky. That's a little nonchalant, shoulder shrugging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same type of confidence. It's not the same type of hunger. It's a different level of hunger. And these dogs got to eat. Get it? Because they was calling us underdogs.
Yes, I know. Oh, boy. Yes. Kevin Hart at the Super Bowl.
83-6.
He was close.
He was pretty damn close.
He was close.
So while we were showing that tape during the commercial break, Oz the Mentalist has arrived.
He's here.
And he just walked us through just a couple of minutes because he doesn't want to eat up a lot of time on the air for setup.
Right.
About what he's going to be looking for. He had us both reach for our phones. TJ, you were off chatting with Seth.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Oh, because you're freaked by his sorcery. His sorcery. But Chris, you've been around me a long time.
Long time.
And I like to think I'm unflappable. But when he was asking me to set up things or give him an idea or whatever, I got nervous. I blanked. I just totally blanked because I don't want to screw this up.
While you were finishing with Seth, he started with me, and I immediately got – I haven't been this nervous in forever.
It's amazing. That's coming up in hour three. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Oz the Mentalist is in our green room right now. Rod Woodson's coming first. We just chit-chatted with Oz the Mentalist in our break. I'm nervous.
Because
I don't want to mess this up.
I don't want to mess it up, but I'm trying to just, like, what is he going to do? And I'm freaking out.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to show this to Taylor. How about Seth Rollins looking down the camera and giving Cage a chat?
Cannot wait to show that to Cage as soon as we're done today.
It's going to be amazing.
And he's home from school.
So we have not played start, bench, cut in a while. This used to be a staple of our program.
So fun.
Where you would give me some choices, or we would do this with guests as well.
The guests.
The guest one was very
They would have to start. We give him three choices. You have to start one, bench one, and cut one.
Yes. Yep.
All right. There's, you know, a certain marry kill game as well from back in the day.
Of course.
You all know it.
But we, with Pedigree, part of our show this week, we have come up with a new version of this game. It's now time to play Stay, Sit, Fetch. Presented by Pedigree. And by the way, we got Smitch just crushed the graphic as well.
It's so good.
Stay, sit, or fetch. Chris Brockman, you've got some.
Okay, Rich. Stay, sit, or fetch. Obviously, you know what we're doing here. Super Bowl related.
Yes.
Pass catcher with the longest reception on Sunday. Stay, sit, or fetch. A.J. Brown, Travis Kelce, or Xavier Worthy, Devontae Smith. They're one group.
Okay, longest catch.
Longest catch on Sunday.
I'm going to stay with A.J. Brown.
Okay.
I'm going to sit Worthy and Devontae Freeman, and I'm going to fetch Travis Kelce.
So Kelce doesn't break off a long one.
I mean, we saw that one in the playoffs against the Houston Texans, and you were sending me like barstool gifs of an old man running with a football.
He still was like 40-something yards still.
I know. So I'm going to tell A.J. Brown stay.
Okay.
Worthy and Devontae to sit, and Kelsey's got to go fetch.
All right. How about this one? Let's go to the defensive side of the ball, Rich. Which defender is going to have the most sacks and pressures combined on Sunday? Chris Jones, Jalen Carter, or the field?
I'm going to take sacks and pressures. Great question. I'm going to tell.
Talk it out.
Now, it's one person or it's combined. It's not combined, right? It's just one other person in the field would have as many as Carter.
Right.
Okay.
Just anyone else other than those two.
I'm going to stay with the field.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So maybe Karlaftis, maybe
correct.
Josh Sweat.
Let's see if OG BG comes back.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Nolan Smith.
Exactly.
He actually
is leading the Eagles.
He's been killing
sacks.
It right now, right?
Playoffs, yeah.
And I will stay with Chris Jones and tell Jalen Carter to fetch.
Okay.
Because Jalen Carter is under the weather.
He's a little bit sick this week so far, yeah.
And Chris Jones, again, you got to go with a guy who's done it at the Super Bowl over and over again.
Absolute beast.
I'm having fun with
this. This is great. How about this one?
What you got?
Super Bowl record more likely to go down on Sunday. Which one's going to fall? Rush yards, 204. Receptions in a game, that's 14. Or points in a game, 74, Eagles-Patriots.
Okay, I am going to fetch total points. Total points is out.
Out. Low-scoring game.
Chiefs have scored 30 points in a game only once this season.
The Eagles just scored 50-something in the championship game.
I understand, but that was against a Commanders team that turned it over four times. Okay. I don't think the Chiefs are going to do that.
Probably not.
Did I get the number of turnovers right? It's been so long. I will go with rush yards. We'll stay with rush yards and sit receptions. We'll sit receptions, and we're telling total points to fetch.
Total points is out.
Wow.
All right, last one.
Thank you.
Last one. This is a fun one. This is a fun one.
TJ, you having fun with this one?
I'm
this is great. I want both of you to chime in on this one.
All right.
Celebrity dog you'd most want on your Super Bowl team, okay?
Okay.
We're adding a roster spot. We get a 54th man. Celebrity dog you'd most want on your Super Bowl team. Lassie, Air Bud, Beethoven.
Okay. Great question. I'm going to go with stay with Air Bud. I mean, Air Bud has shown skill sets. Air Bud is ready for competition, and I don't think would be completely stunned by the glare of the bright lights of the Super Bowl.
I love this analysis.
Right? I'm going to go with, since it is a trench game.
Yep.
I'm going to sit Beethoven. You need a big dog.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is what you need. Right. Yeah. Certainly if you're going to be trying to win a battle of trenches.
Yeah.
And despite
the
remarkable loyalty that you need to have.
Intellect.
From somebody, intellect and
very
loyalty.
Smart. Yeah.
And somebody who could communicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He could tell you someone's in trouble.
Yeah. Just he's a go-getter. He's a go-getter.
Go-getter.
You know what I mean? Like, go get a rope. Go get Timmy.
Exactly.
Timmy's in the well.
I might regret deactivating on the roster, telling Lassie to fetch.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wow.
That was Stay, Sit, or Fetch, presented by Pedigree. Catch the 2025 Puppy Bowl Sunday at 2 Eastern on Animal Planet, Discovery, or TBS to watch some amazing pup leets in action and fuel your pup leet with Pedigree Puppy, the go-to choice for active puppies.
Lassie gets fetched. Like, I'm still shook by that.
I'm that's first blush.
All right, I got
first blush. You know, Rod Woodson coming up. You know what I mean? But if it's a big game, you need a big body.
That's why.
Yeah. How do you tell Air Bud, you know, we don't need your skill set?
No, he can.
You wouldn't stretch defense. Tell
Air Bud. Let's ask this of Rod Woodson.
He would know.
Rod would know. Rod. It's been a long time since I've asked you something stupid, so you give me the look that you're giving me right now. As a matter of fact, we did this for almost 10 years together.
Yeah.
So you're used to me. So stay, sit, or fetch. It's like start, bench, cut. You have to keep one, you have to bench one, you have to cut one. Give him the choices, Chris. The
Celebrity dog?
Celebrity dog.
Celebrity dog, Rod. Lassie, Air Bud, Beethoven.
If you could add one to your team.
Add one to your roster for Super Bowl
59. If to add one to your team to win the Super Bowl, you have to start one, you have to stay, sit, or fetch. What do you got? What do you think?
I'm starting Lassie.
You're going old school. Why?
I'm going old school.
No doubt.
I'm old school.
Okay.
I grew up with Lassie.
Okay. But Air Bud, look at the football. Look at the 1 point of pressure.
I know. But, I'm just an old school type of guy.
Okay. So
I'm faithful to my...
Understood. Who are you sitting, though? Who's sitting?
What was the third one?
Beethoven.
Beethoven. The girth.
See, you can see.
A lot of beef.
I'm sitting Air Bud.
Okay. Just in case you need the quick game.
You want the quick game with Lassie.
Yeah.
You want the girth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Air Bud, a little smaller. He got to sit.
Oh, so Air Bud's out.
Air Bud's out. See ya.
Out.
Wow.
I'm not arguing with Rod Woodson on this.
I am.
No, I like having Beethoven. I like having Beethoven.
But Lassie.
Beethoven, you need the girth with Beethoven.
You need the big body.
Yeah. Then you got a quick one with Lassie.
Yep.
Right.
So we also don't need Air Bud.
We were also saying that, you know, Lassie's great at communicating. You know, just by barking, you could tell if someone's in trouble, right?
You go on a silent count, you could do all kinds of stuff.
What's that? Run a slant?
Yeah, it gets loud in the Superdome.
It was right at this time Rod Woodson regretted his decision.
Yeah, Rod's going home. Rod's like, thanks. Here? Good to see you guys.
All right. That was fun.
That was fun. I like this.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
No, really, no overs for you.
I am flipping out that O's the Mentalist is coming on.
I've been trying not to think about it.
And that he gave us a task to
he
set
gave us a
up
task.
This segment.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if I've already screwed it up.
Yep.
Good luck, guys.
I have my first take a choice.
You're not leaving the set. You're going to be here.
I mean, I'll be here.
Well, he conveniently left when O's kind of came up because he didn't want any part of it.
I hadn't liked Mentalists.
Right. I'm trying to tell him, brothers don't like magic, right? It's just a thing. Most of us.
I like it half the time.
Half the
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.